Carl Kissner joins us on Sports Byline USA. He hails from Defiance, Ohio, and Carl's Aunt Jean Hinch died, and according to her will, Carl was to be the executor of her estate, making him responsible for dividing his aunt's valuables. Now, Carl's understanding is that Aunt Jean was a pack rat and went through all the boxes in her house, and he had also received a handwritten note in Jean's will saying, as you go through the house, you will find things that you did not even know existed. And indeed, he did find something that he did not know existed. Carl and his cousin, stumbled across a green box in the attic of what appeared to be a collection of old baseball cards. I would assume, Carl, from that note that you got from your aunt, that she must have known that was up there unless you found something that had money in the box.
Actually, she probably didn't know. This house was actually my grandparents' house. They bought it in 1909. So the house never left the family. My aunt never married. So as the house transitioned into her name, things that were in the attic that her parents had put in there, she just left them be. She never cleaned out the house from her parents. My grandmother's dresser, and she passed away in 1976, still had all of my grandmother's things in it, in the manner in which my grandmother left them. I don't think my aunt felt that it was her place to clean it out.
Set the scene for me. You're in the attic. You're rummaging around. Tell me about finding the box.
We're in the attic. We've worked our way down the one side, and this is a pretty good-sized attic. You can stand up in it, and we kind of turn the corner to go across the north end of the attic, and we're getting into items, schoolwork from our aunts and uncles and our parents back from the 1919 through 26. And this would have been things that my grandmother put in there. Then we started getting into things that my grandfather had put in there. We move a box that had the girls' old dollhouse in it. And I was looking the dollhouse over. This is a pretty neat little thing. You know, thinking about my mom playing with that was kind of neat. And I put it back in, and I handed the next box to my cousin, Carla. And she opens it up, and she's kind of looking at it going, Carl, what is this? We're kind of looking at it going, well, okay, I pretty much know what this is, but let's look at it in better light out in the hallway. We took it out, and these cards are smaller than what we're used to seeing. They're referred to as the anonymous set of 30 or the E98. So they don't have a manufacturer's name on it like today's ball cards do, like Topps. They don't have stats on them. They just merely have the player's name, the team they played for, and on the back it says collect all 30 players. So we're looking at them not really understanding what we were looking at. So we kind of, okay, they're definitely baseball cards because I'm looking at Cy Young. I'm looking at Ty Cobb. I'm looking at Honus Wagner, just to name three, all Hall of Famers. And, okay, I looked at my cousin Carla, and I said, well, Carla, they're either worth nothing or they're worth something. I'll look into it later. We put the lid back on the box, and we crawled back in the attic and kept working.
Now, it's assumed that they belong to your grandfather. Your grandfather ran a meat market in Defiance, Ohio. Was he a big baseball fan? Have you been able to find out?
To my understanding, he was not a big baseball fan. I'm sure he enjoyed watching it, but he was not a baseball collector per se. Being a meat market, he also sold a few dry goods. These cards were generally distributed with either candy or tobacco. Now, he would have sold bulk candy at the meat market. So we are assuming, and it's merely an assumption, that he would have given these away when people purchased candy. And again, it's an assumption that this is what he did not give away, and he merely put them in storage to use at another time. They still had their little strings on them from the manufacturer tied.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what type of shape are they in, and how were they protected up here in the attic?
They're in excellent shape, which is kind of surprises all of us, including myself. They were in a real thick cardboard box, and at that time, cardboard boxes a lot of times had little metal crimps on the corners, so the box never fell apart. The box was actually a lady's undergarment or linen box where they would have gotten their petticoats or their night sleepwear in. And more than likely, my grandfather just said, okay, you're done with this box. I'm going to use it, and stored all the cards in it.
Well, you know as well as I do, there were a lot of kids, including myself, that would get the Mickey Mantle rookie card, and instead of saving it and taking care of it like I probably should have, you know what I did? I put it in the spokes of the bicycle.
That is my understanding in regards to these cards as well, is that a lot of kids would have merely carried them around in their pocket because they had a specific player that they loved, like Cy Young or Chief Meyer, and it would have been in their pockets. It would have been in their ball, their bicycle spokes. The other thing that makes this card unique is that it was only printed in 1910. So all of those kids running around with these cards, and all like today, mommy throws them out when you're 16, 17 years old. That's probably what happened to the majority of them. So the ones that did survive are in the grade scale of that 5 to 6 range, actually starting at 1 being the worst, to 5 or 6 range. And here we find a box full that were never distributed, and they are in the 7 to 9 grade scale range.
That's amazing. And I might point out to everybody, the best of the bunch, about 37 cards, are expected to bring a total of $500,000 when they are sold at auction. And there are about 700 cards in all that could be worth up to $3 million. Carl, when you heard the assessment and the value of what you had found, what was your reaction?
At that point, I had done enough research that I was not overly stunned. What I was amazed at was, as the cards were being valued and graded, was the level of grade of card that they were coming in at. The value at that point, I had done enough research to know that a Cy Young in excellent condition could bring $60,000. Well, okay, I have a little stack of them, so let's do the math here. The interesting part is, I mean, this is an estate, so it is equally shared by 20 people. And that in itself is a great blessing that my grandfather gave to his grandchildren.
What was the reaction of the other family members who are going to be able to benefit from this wonderful find?
Well, I called a family meeting, and all of my cousins came in. And when I told them what we had found, there were hoops and hollers. The excitement level was very high.
You mentioned that it's going to be shared with other families. Are some of them going to keep these cards? Are others going to sell the cards? What do you think the family will do with them?
Well, what I did, having educated myself on this, was we created a family consortium so that those individuals who wish to sell their share of the cards may do so through Heritage. Those that wish to keep them may do so. However, if an individual chooses to keep them and then changes their mind and decides to sell them, they must go through Heritage to do that. That was done for several reasons. One, to protect the collectors. You didn't want somebody dumping a bunch of cards on the market. Number two, it protects the family. And number three, it actually garners Heritage the exclusive rights to this find.
We have about 30 seconds left, but I suppose you've had a chance to kind of sit down at the end of a day and kind of reflect and maybe even smile and laugh about all of this. What are your thoughts about all of this now in reflection?
My biggest thought and reflection is, wow, what a blessing. And any time that you have this type of a blessing, you have a tendency to forward that blessing throughout your family and your community. And this family has always done that. And I look forward to seeing where this goes throughout the family.
I want to thank you, Carl, for sharing the story. Congratulations, and also your approach to it. Take care.
Thank you.
Carl Kistner, and again, he came up with all these cards for the family, and he said these cards need to be with people who appreciate and enjoy them. We've got you on Sports Byline.